streaming, VOIS.id, and an app digital mobile application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
And AP on climate change on Friday. This document is a requirement for countries that have ratified the Paris Agreement and must be submitted to the UNFCCC. In an online launch from Jakarta, Deputy for Climate Change Control and Carbon Economic Value Management and the Ministry of Environment, Ari Subianto, highlighted the importance of the plan in enhancing adaption actions through policies and planning, as outlined in Article 7 of the Paris Agreement. Important elements of the NAP include an inventory of impacts, future climate change projections, adaption options based on those impacts, an implementation strategy, and monitoring and evaluation components. Currently, only 51 countries have submitted their national adaption plan documents to the UNFCCC. Indonesia is determined to finalize its plan before the Conference of Parties in Brazil this November.
Sebanyak 3,514 jamaah dan 7,414 hajj pilgrims and fixers are departing for Medina via 95 groups. The first group to depart will be from Jakarta Pondok Gede Embarkation 1 yang insya Allah akan menjadi kloter perdana dalam operasional haji tahun ini.
This year, Indonesia is standing over 203,000 pilgrims departing from 14 embarkation points across the country. Kemen also reminded pilgrims to maintain their health, follow the guidance of officials, respect the laws in the Holy Land, and uphold the good name of Indonesia during their spiritual journey. Berapa lagi from Faisal Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. The National Research and Innovation Agency, or Britain, calls for digital access and safer schools on National Education Day. OFRA gathers the report. In Jakarta, the National Research and Innovation Agency, BRIN, is highlighting the urgent need to improve digital access and create safer, more inclusive schools across Indonesia. Speaking at a public forum on Friday in commemoration of National Education Day 2025, Head of BRIN's Education Research Center, Tina Fizanti, said quality education is more than just buildings or curriculum. It's about fairness, access, and innovation that truly reaches all students from cities to remote villages.
Pendidikan bermutu?
Quality education is about infrastructure or curriculum, but also about access and innovation that can reach all children from some of the mountains, some of the cities to remote areas.
She also advised that digitalization must be understood not as a trend, but as a tool to close education gaps and improve learning outcomes.
Digitalization?
Ensure that higher education, science, and technology are not only developed, not just activated by our universities, but truly have an impact on society and the nation.
Tapi betul menghadirkan dampak nyata bagi masyarakat dan bangsa.
The program focuses on three main pillars: developing superior human resources, transforming higher education, and accelerating research and policy. Minister Yulianto emphasized the need for universities to evolve into fourth-generation institutions, adaptive, industry-connected, and focus on outcomes rather than just academic process. He also highlighted the big difference that berdampak is designed as a collaborative national movement, using the Quarto or even Pentahelix model, which brings together universities, industry, government, communities, and the media. The goal is to create a stronger, more responsive higher education ecosystem that truly serves the needs of Indonesia's people on its future. Berapa diri for Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
You're listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Indonesia's Minister of Basic and Secondary Education invites teachers and communities to improve education quality. Desi Anugranov brings the report.
Quality participation to provide quality education for all. Quality education is the prerequisite for us to become a developed nation, and nation will succeed. Therefore, my children, you are the future hope of the nation.
Karena itu anak-anakku sekalian, kalian adalah harapan masa depan bangsa.
Minister Mochi also encouraged students to support education by building good daily habits like waking up.
itself. The Queen in Jakarta on Friday during the launch of the National Adaption Plan NAP, Deputy for Climate Change Control and Carbon Economic Value Management, and the Ministry of Environment, Ari Subianto, said that as an archipelagic country, Indonesia is highly vulnerable to the impacts of climate change. He stressed that adaption must continuously strengthen.
Adaptasi ini melihat dampak yang macam-macam dan bersatu.
Adaption is challenging because the impacts of climate change are so wide. One area might face rising sea levels and higher waves, while another might deal with reduced agricultural production or limited access to clean water. These diverse challenges make adaption more complex than mitigation. Unfortunately, public attention often focuses more on mitigation. Given Indonesia's geographic vulnerability, it's only natural that we give greater focus to adaption efforts. I added that Indonesia already has a health-related climate change adaption policy and a climate adaption roadmap issued by the Ministry of Environment and Forestry several years ago. He expressed hope that these adaption efforts can be adopted more widely and integrated into both national and regional development plans.
Hamlet, Kimmel Yong Village, Yunnan District, Bantul Regency. It is approximately 13 kilometers from the center of Jakarta City. large visitors for entrance tickets. So, if you are interested in our tickets, come to visit Buckle Buckle Tourism Park that offers cliffs, natural, distinctive architecture made directly by nature and for humans to enjoy. Therefore, when visiting this place, make sure to keep your environment clean and not littering.
Yeah. radio are popular media, broadcast in my language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RFE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Kisarani, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Indonesia. From Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia.